About the time when the first crocuses start to bloom, North Atlantic right whales come back in numbers to feed in Cape Cod Bay, and researchers go out on the water to count them.
One was tentatively ID'd as L, and just FYI, one of the whales bagging was Ruffian.
A research vessel from the Center for Coastal Studies is off the coast of Provincetown and coordinating with a crew in a spotter plane. There are so few of the whales left, scientists can identify individual animals. These two are called Elf and Ruffian.
Great. Well, good news. So we'll be heading down into your area.
When commercial whaling ended in the 1930s, there were only about 100 North Atlantic right whales left in the world. Now that people weren't killing them on purpose, their numbers slowly climbed, and they topped out at about 550 in the year 2010. Then something happened. Their numbers started to drop. But why? Their relatives, the southern right whales, are doing fine.
The two pieces that make the difference between the southern right whale's success and the North Atlantic right whale's struggle has been vessel collisions and entanglement in fixed fishing gear.
Michael Moore is a biologist at Woods Hole Oceanographic Institution, and he's been examining dead whales for 30 years to figure out what happened to them. He says in the southern oceans, there are fewer ships and less fishing gear, and that has allowed southern right whales to grow to a population of 15,000. There are fewer than 450 North Atlantic right whales here off the coast of New England.
If you look at, we've got a map up here somewhere of where known entanglements have happened.
Moore is pointing to a chart on his computer.
Lobster pot with the date of 2009, lobster pot 98, lobster pot 99, 97, lobster pot 2001, lobster pot 2003.
It's a tiny sample size. Most entanglements are never traced back to the source. But we know that since 2009, almost 60% of right whale deaths have been caused by fishing gear entanglements. In many cases, that means lobster trap lines.
The situation that right whales find themselves in is extremely precarious.
Mark Baumgartner is the head of the North Atlantic Right Whale Consortium.
There's only 100 breeding females left in this population. And so we are kind of on a countdown now to the extinction of the species. And as scientists, we've sort of calculated out at the rates that we're killing them now, they have about 20 years.
In January, three conservation and animal protection groups filed a lawsuit to force the federal government to change lobster fishing rules to protect whales. It will likely take at least 2 years to get an answer from the courts. In the meantime, Baumgartner is urging the feds to allow people like him to test new fishing technologies, including weaker ropes and an idea called ropeless fishing. Many fishermen are skeptical, but he says it might be their best chance to keep fishing in the long run.
Now, the government only has so many options on the table. It's reduced breaking strength rope, it's ropeless fishing, and it's closures. If we take the first two off the table, all that's left is closures.
Really, we never finished whaling. We're still whaling today.
Again, Michael Moore of Woods Hole Oceanographic Institution.
And it's really important not to say that the fishing industry or the shipping industry is whaling. You and I are whaling because our consumptive habits generate the economic driver for the stakeholders that go after these animals, either totally unintentionally, but nonetheless.
If the federal government is forced to close lobster fishing on the East Coast to save the whales, it would likely devastate fishing communities. Scientists say the goal is to keep fishermen fishing and keep the whales from going extinct. For WCAI, I'm Elsa Partan.